You mentioned the toxicity issue with dose dense, and you've been saying that for a long time. And one of the things that I found interesting is the people who've used dose dense AC paclitaxel, and a lot of them are participating in the CALGB trial, which looks at dose dense AC without ataxane dose dense paclitaxel without AC. Just because of the observations they're making of how well patients tolerate it are switching over to dose-dense AC with ataxane, for example, in node-negative patients. Yeah. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I think the principles hold. I mean, obviously, if AC followed by T dose-dense is less toxic, so is AC going to be less toxic, and so is dose-dense T going to be less toxic. That's, I think, something very important to emphasize. Is the fact is that we saw in 9741, and continuing experience is confirming, that dose-dense therapy is less toxic as well as being more active. The other thing that I tell clinicians on this is that if you start off dose-dense and you run into a problem, you could always convert it to a Q3-week regimen. You've lost nothing in doing so. But if you start off dose-dense and the patient's tolerating it well, as most do, then you're giving the patient a tremendous advantage because you're over with the treatment that much sooner.
I'm going to ask you a question. I remember asking you the day the dose-dense data first came out in San Antonio a few years ago, which I'm not sure we have an answer to yet, is that how do we know that this isn't all about the scheduling of paclitaxel?
Well,
i.e. weekly paclitaxel.
Yeah. I didn't have an answer back then, and I think we don't have all the answers now, but I have two answers. One is, who cares? Because, you know, if the therapy is over one-third sooner, and in addition to that, you get greater efficacy of the total regimen, and in addition to that, it's less toxic, why not? You know, why would somebody carefully choose your case to give them a more toxic regimen? So I don't know, from a practical point of view, why it's so important to answer that question. But the other answer is we have much more experience in preoperative dose-dense therapy now. And it's anecdotal, certainly at this point, although obviously we have trials that are running. But that from the response of primary tumors, which we can see and measure and feel and assess during the AC part, we can clearly see very, very dramatic rates of shrinkage during the AC part by doing that. And that clearly indicates in my own mind that the dose-dense AC is also doing something very important.
Do you think that dose-dense AC paclitaxel is a reasonable non-protocol neoadjuvant option right now?
Absolutely. I see no reason why you wouldn't want to do that. More effective in the adjuvant setting, so every reason to believe it's going to be more effective in the neoadjuvant setting. And in addition to that, it's less toxic. Why not?